Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The choir of St. Paul's Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois will be singing. The text is 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. The Reverend Peter Lang is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, "Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, have the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, have the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
In the name of Jesus, amen. God's own child. I gladly say it. Really? always? Do you without fail see yourself as a little child before God and receive what God gives with childlike faith, no matter how He gives it? God's hardworking labor in the vineyard? Yes. God's dedicated servant in the church? Surely. God's mighty man, like Naaman? We'd like to think so. But a child? Not so much. At least it doesn't come naturally. Oh, sure, on a theoretical level and figuratively speaking, we know that's what we are. And the description once fit especially well when we were baptized as infants. But now that we've learned so much and accomplished such important things, now that God has given great victories through us, like He did through Naaman, it goes against our nature and bruises our pride to be a child before God. After all, think about it. We're sitting here today because of various vocations that have brought us to nothing less than the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the nerve center of a church body that is at the forefront of worldwide confessional Lutheranism. We wake up every morning aware of our gifts, aware of our important responsibilities, aware of our long LCMS pedigrees. And so, in our own way, each of us is a little like Naaman, racing our horses and chariots up to the door of the prophet's house and instantly judging the ways that God chooses to deal with. But there's still another way that we're like Naaman. In spite of all of our gifts and accomplishments and the consequent unchildlike way that we often approach God, we can't escape the fact that we are also lepers. For Naaman, it was the horrible physical disease of leprosy. You've heard its ugly description before. For us, it's the far worse leprosy of sin that infects every single human being on the face of this earth. A disease that causes pride in the things that God works through us, as if they were our own accomplishments. A disease that judges the hidden and cross-shaped ways that God chooses to work great good in our lives. A disease far more insidious than any physical malady that, left unchecked, would bring death, not only in this life, but for eternity. But while we were still sinners, God, in His incredible love and mercy, ordained a way to heal us from our leprosy, a remedy that is for all people, a solution that requires nothing of us but is pure gift. This solution itself is childlike in that it involved God sending His only begotten Son to step down from His heavenly throne and enter this world as a helpless infant, to take the form of a servant in order to suffer and die on the cross as our substitute. Now the blood that flowed from Jesus' wounds on that cross, he gives to you and me from the cup of immortality as the medicine of immortality that heals our leprosy. In the waters of holy baptism that Jesus sanctified by his own baptism in the Jordan some 9 centuries after Naaman stepped in those very same waters, these waters of holy baptism have washed you clean from the leprosy of your sin and united you to the flesh of the holy little child whom the Magi adored. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This great man, Naaman, the unbelieving commander of the army of the king of Syria, at first approached God and his prophet as anything but a little child. When told by Elisha to go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, he turned and went away in a rage. But by the awesome grace of God, his heart was open to the promise of God, spoken through God's servant Elisha. And Naaman turned and obeyed God's word as a little child. And he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. And even more wonderful than that, we see in the verses immediately following this text that the Gentile Naaman became a child of God in the full sense of the word. A child of God by faith. May you and I be led to the same childlike trust in God's word, which alone is able to save us from the leprosy of our sin. Yes, God's own child. I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Stephen Braun, who serves the Lord in Germany. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.